Todd Rundgren from his Back to the Bars album. His great song, Black Mariah. And he's an Anglophile, total all the way, duds and everything. And at one point, his band, the Naz, went to the UK to record and play and found out they didn't have any work permits, so they sat there for a while and got sent home. Made some good music. He still does. He's on occasion. I don't follow him that closely. He has a rabid following, and he's always going on about stuff. And despite it being an incredible writer and musician, he's best known for producing Meatloaf, of all things. Made a ton of money from that. Just a quick short set there. Jeff Beck from his debut album, Truth, covering the Yardbirds with that fantastic version of Shapes of Things. It's 4:03. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLC East Helena, serving, let me do this right. This is the legal one. KGLD Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM. With transmitters, K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM. K20KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM. K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM. K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM. And streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And hi to all the people out there, near and far, catching us through the fiber optics. It works. I don't care how you listen to us, as long as you do. All this is made possible by State Farm Insurance Agent Sarah Schofield. Insurance and financial solutions to help you with life's good days and bad days. In Livingston, 125 South 2nd Street, by phone 222-1000, and on the web at sarahschofield.com. Montana Reclaim Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumber yard located just south of Four Corners, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. Online at mtreclaim.com. And Dahl Funeral and Cremation Services, serving the Gallatin Valley since 1939 with compassionate, authentic care for all. Located at 300 Highland Boulevard in Bozeman, online at dahlcare.com, cares.com, phone 586-5298. Okay, I think I can continue on. It's working out so far. A few little glitches, but that's all. Just part of the game when you do live radio. You know, I could plug it all into a computer and hit a space bar and there'd be no mistakes. I'd articulate clearly, read all those things perfectly, but nah, I'm willing to take my chances.
Man. Oh,
Making the full circle there. Power pop at its best. And a bunch of favorites. Start off with Marshall Crenshaw's debut, 45. Something's Gonna Happen. And that sounded great. I don't think I've played that for 25 or 30 years. It's from 1981, so that's 41 years ago. Yikes. And he's a guy who time sort of passed him by. He should have been really big, and they gave him all the possible support in the world, and he just could not crack it. And I think it frustrated him. I think he's been a bit angry, but he's still there. Great guitar player. And I talked to him once. I did an interview here for KTLT with Marshall Crenshaw. He's a really charming, friendly guy. Absolutely. DBs. That's my good friend Peter Hosapple and company from their Revolution of the Mind EP that came out a few years ago. And that's, you heard the title track, Revolution of the Mind. Poor Peter Hosapple, he gets frustrated. He does all these great records and none of them sell in any big ways, and it brings them down. And I tell him, come on, Peter, just keep making records. It's okay. They're good. And he's capable of that. I actually twisted his arm and got him to play some guitar on one of my records, and it was a big thrill for me. And he enjoyed it. He might do it again. Action City, another band from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, from their album This Is. You heard The Lines You Blur. That's Michael Slaughter and company. And he's got another one, I think, finished. And I'm waiting for some sign of that. Great record. It really surprised me what he could do. He did one under his own name that's really good too. So he's got it in him. His day job is running a fantastic guitar shop called Hey Day Guitars in Winston-Salem. Beautiful shop. He always has nice things. I wish I had more money because there's lots of them I would buy. We're the On and On from Sydney, Australia. I think that's their debut, Calling. You heard Before Your Eyes. Gamin from France. Sounded like the Flaming Groovies themselves. You heard Julie. And when I pulled that up on the Spinatron, it said it was from a compilation. So I have to look for that because I just had that one single by them. But there's, I guess they've done quite a bit. It makes sense. We just don't get a lot of obscure French power pop releases over here. And that's a good one from a good era. There used to be a record store in New York City called Midnight Records. And they specialized in that sort of Flaming Groovy sound. And they introduced me to a lot of bands from France and Sweden and around the globe. I have to thank him for that. Yves, crazy French guy. I think that's his name. I'd have to look now. I know. I think he's gone now, but it was, for all his flaws, he had good ears. And finishing with the Groovies themselves. 426, is that the halfway point? Yeah, hitting it. It goes by quick. I got plenty more to play though, so do not despair.
Bozeman Folklore Society is excited to welcome John Reichman and the Jaybirds back to Bozeman for a show in the sanctuary at Pilgrim Church. It's been a while since the Jaybirds were last in Bozeman, and their fans are in for a treat. The show is on Friday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. More information is available online at bozemanfolklore.org or on the Bozeman Folklore Society Facebook page. It's John Reichman and the Jaybirds in concert, October 28th, here in Bozeman.
And this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Matt Brewing Company, the taproom serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and a Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley on the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. And was there something? I did that. And I need to do this one.
This Week on This American Life. Last while, Rachel got a text from her brother. Dad's dead. COVID. She didn't even know he was sick. Her brother was unvaccinated. Now he was sick. She talked him into going to a hospital. Then he told her they let him go home. Only he was lying. And Rachel had to excavate the truth. That's this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
More music? I think that's in order.
Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Never be lazy, be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy.
Thank you. goes, there's another one new. Another one new. How many people will we feed today? How many lips will we kiss today? Thank you.
Bowie from his fabulous album Low. That's Be My Wife. Some art rock there. Beach Boys, couple things. Mama Said from Wild Honey, and Cabin Essence, which is on the expanded 2021, but it's actually one of the Smile segments that they, when they redid Smile, they pulled it from that. Yeah, just all voices. That's amazing. Just what Brian had going through his head at that time, and it just blew up his head, unfortunately. Brian Eno, he's still with us. He's got a new album coming out right about now, but that's from his last all vocal album, or vocal oriented album, Another Day on Earth. You heard How Many Worlds. That's an all-time favorite record, just right up there, and I can't wait to hear his new one. The little preview sounded great. One of the amazing artists of our time, without a doubt. And David Bowie, who was one of the amazing artists of our time. People are still trying to figure out what he did. And that documentary they did about him, it was at the theaters here, but it's going to be come back around in November at the film festival. So keep an eye out for that. It's apparently something to see. I'll have to check. 4:42, okay, I got time. That means I have to stop here and tell you this. 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar in the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hop Zone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. Yes. The things that keep me happy and alive. Caffeine and beer. Nothing bigger in my life than beer, as the song once said. Okay, I think this is what's called fun. It's my version of fun anyway. And I always look forward to coming up here. Just something to do. And I had a great time this morning sitting in my new little listening station, previewing songs for my show, and it just changed my whole outlook on this process. It's just gotten one step easier. So all I have to do is press this.
softly move. I'll eat my piece of cake.
I had in a notebook full of by dry pages was all I tried to say. But the wind blew me back via Chicago. All without flight at the crush of veils and starlight. Searching for home, searching for home via Chicago. I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
I'll tell you.